Good morning. Someone in the parish said to me, I'm lonely. I replied, would you like a friend? They said, no. That may sound daft, but it has its own logic. I'm sure we've all felt that way at times. We're paradoxical people. We often want our cake and eat it. And we often want things and don't want things at the same time. We don't want to vegetate all alone, but on the other hand, we can't quite face coping with other people. We know that people often flatter to deceive, yet people can also be diamonds among coal. People often prepare a face to meet the people that they meet, but they can also have hidden depths. Initial attraction often gives way to disappointments, but sometimes bad first impressions give way to growing respect. When it comes to people, there's a lot of truth in the thought. We can't live with them, but nor can we live without them. People are sometimes a pain, but often they're a joy. So we can feel that what we really want is a desert island far from the madding crowd, but at the same time, we can also have a deep felt longing for communal living. We would all like to enjoy the upsides of people without any of the downsides, but you cannot get people without their shadow side. People come as a package, they're a mixture of good and bad, they're a help and a hindrance. However, remember that the same thing applies to ourselves. Others may find us a blessing or a curse. Consider these profound words. I wanted to have lots of good friends and could not find a friend anywhere. But when I tried to be a good friend, I found friends everywhere. All of this applies to ourselves and Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus, as the hymn says. But our friendship is a two-way street. So what does Jesus get out of friendship with you and me?